It's good to have you back here, and I appreciate you checking in. And as always, I just want to tell you that it's all about growth. We have a great message here, and I want you to help me spread the word. So many great truths to be found, so much spiritual content that we are discussing here that's really not only important, but relevant to the day. If you enjoy these podcasts, please help me spread the word. So 10 things the Urantia book said that are turning out to be true. Now, I've spent many, many years, as so many people who read the Urantia book tend to do, the question comes up so often when you're reading it, how did they know this, or how do they know this? And over time, you start to sense that there are revelatory truths in the Urantia book that even science sometimes has not corroborated. I've interviewed several well-educated physicists, mathematicians, scholars, religious folks, people who are real experts in these fields, and they've corroborated as well that for the most part, with but a few questionable textual questions, things that could have been as a result of an error in translation. But by and large, the Urantia book is consistent with science. So I came up with 10 things that illustrate not only this fact, but also the areas that they cover in the Urantia book, the wide subject matter that is contained within the book, to give you kind of a scope and depth of just how comprehensive the Urantia papers are. So here are 10 things the Urantia book said that are turning out to be true. And there are more than 10 things, but these are 10 things that just I was able to jot down in a relatively short time. So here we go. 10 things the Urantia book said that are turning out to be true. By the way, I want to establish a timeline here. The Urantia book text plates that were set for printing, it's verified that they were fixed in 1942. That's when the pages were fixed. There were no more changes made to any of the text that came from the original written transcript. So 1942 to me is the demarcation line, not the publication date, which was 1955, but I believe that since the book was already typeset and locked and loaded for the printing process in 1942, there was a delay in fundraising, and of course World War II, which delayed the publishing of the Urantia book. So here we go. Number one, retrograde motion among some of the planets in our solar system caused by another passing system that exerted tremendous gravity on our early system as it was being formed. We now have evidence that such an event did occur. So we do know that there was probably some sort of external planet or star system that came close enough to us that it indeed caused retrograde motion with some of our planets in the early formation of our solar system. This is significant because this fact was stated in 1942 in the Urantia papers, but it's only recently been confirmed. Number two, that Neanderthal did have intricate customs and had a fair exchange of DNA with early modern man. This is, of course, being discovered in 1992 when so little was actually known about Neanderthal man, but we've since that time discovered so many artifacts of their early customs, things that we found, the geological records confirmed that Neanderthal man had much more impact on modern man, which the Urantia book goes to great extremes to explain in many sections of the papers on the Neanderthal race, where they came from, why they died out, and how they migrated, their migratory patterns during their existence. Also, number three, continental drift was not confirmed until we had satellite technology in 1961. Continental drift is, of course, Pangaea. All the tectonic plates began to drift, and this was confirmed. It was always suspected, but it was confirmed in 1961. But the Urantia book had already stated it as fact in 1942. Again, not a big deal, but birds evolving from reptiles, it was not confirmed until 1997. But we were reading about it in 1942 when the Urantia book was first written. Also, number five, cells, living human cells, have chemicals that induce healing. We call this immunotherapy, and it's only been recently discovered and utilized, and yet the Urantia book was talking about this in 1942. Number six, the proposition that life on other worlds is more likely than previously believed Though we haven't discovered life yet, most astronomers now agree that with the pure numbers of suns like our own, life is probably more likely than not. In 1942, most astronomers held the opposite view with the Goldilocks premise that life would be rare. Number 7, millions of galaxies exist. Now, prior to Hubble in 1990, we really had no idea how much space there really was in the cosmos. The Urantia book said in 1942 that there are no less than 375 million galaxies just in our region of space alone, with more galaxies in creation at the present time in the outer regions of space, which we have yet to discover, although we do know the existence of Andromeda. And Andromeda, according to the Urantia papers, is one of those galaxies now coming into formation. Number 8, redshift, showing an expansive universe. Einstein, in his many theories, stated the universe was expanding, but it wasn't until, again, Hubble was launched in 1990 that we could determine motion in other space bodies at great distances from us. Now we can, and the Urantia book was correct. Number 9, red man in America, light-skinned races in South America. Where did they come from? The Urantia book posits that the red man was driven across the Bering Straits 80,000 years ago, the last of them. Only recently, we have discovered remnants of Native Americans going back for many, many decades, only 12,000 years, but recent discoveries now push that date back to 30, possibly 50,000 years. So the Urantia book, science still has not caught up with it, but they say that red man came here 80,000 years ago. The date keeps moving back. In South America, new DNA evidence clearly shows ancient tribes in South America sharing the same DNA, mitochondrial DNA, as humans in Asia, which proves that long before recorded history, Asians were somehow able to travel across the Pacific and settle in South America. But this was already stated in 1942 in the Urantia book. And lastly, number 10, my favorite, the explanation of the Star of Bethlehem. To date, no one has adequately explained the Star of Bethlehem as being a conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn and the constellation of Pisces in the year 7 BC. And on three specific dates mentioned in the Urantia book, May 29, September 29, and December 5th of that year, this conjunction caused a brilliant star to shine in the nighttime sky, which gave way to legend and is a provable fact on computer tracking software. It also perfectly matches the year if you adjust for the Julian calendar as it was lived in the day and then later modified to our current Gregorian calendar. I had an opportunity to speak with Dr. Philip Calabrese, who holds a PhD in mathematics, who says that he's familiar with the Urantia text and says the chances of guessing those three dates correctly and also applying the modification from the Julian to the Gregorian calendar and to be right and to be able to be proved to be right, the chances of guessing 50 million to 1, according to Dr. Philip Calabrese. So where did the information come from? How did they know? That remains to be the question. And that's where we'll leave it. I hope you enjoyed this fascinating subject matter. And again, these are just 10 things, but there are numerous other statements made in the Urantia book that foretold science confirmation. It's an adventure, to be sure. And we will end it here. Appreciate you again joining us this time up. And if you want to check us out online, urantiaradio.net. Until next time. Be sure to give a review of this podcast on your favorite podcast site. We'd love to get some feedback from you. Urantia Radio Podcast. Thanks again.